All right, hello and welcome everyone. How are you doing today? I will get started in just a moment. As folks are still joining, let me go ahead and just introduce what the goal of today's stream is about. So, as you see in the title, and probably what brought you here, is we're going to be talking about OpenZeppelin. So, OpenZeppelin is a platform that's going to help you write, deploy and manage decentralized applications. So in this stream, what I hope to do is to really just show off and demo how to use OpenZeppelin to write contracts faster and also just write contracts that are more secure so that you have full confidence in your blockchain applications. So I'm going to just start by exploring some of the different solutions that OpenZeppelin provides and then walk through how to use each one. The assumptions that I'm making in this stream are that you already have some understanding of the foundations of blockchain. You might be familiar with the Ethereum platform. I'm going to be writing smart contracts in the language Solidity. There's also going to be some JavaScript mixed in there to write test and migrations and using the Node Package Manager to help install software. So that's pretty much all the tools that I'm going to be using, but I'll show off everything and I'll definitely try to explain everything that I'm doing so that it's super clear. As always, please ask questions. I am monitoring the chat over here. So please ask questions, say hello, tell me how things are going over there. Just a little bit about me. So my name is Megan. I'm a technical program manager here at Microsoft on the Microsoft Reactors team. And on the Microsoft Reactors, I have a really fantastic job of getting to learn and explore and create content around different emerging technologies. So a topic that has been very important to me that I've been spending a lot of time learning about, using and you know kind of exploring along with blockchain experts. Yeah, it's kind of what I've been doing for the past year or so. So it's really exciting to me. I've done quite a few of blockchain related streams, and we have some content up in our GitHub repository at github.com/Microsoft/Reactor. So you might find some content up there. There's also a lot of new content that I'm working on for our Microsoft Learn platform, which is going to be this whole series centered around how to become a blockchain developer. So you might have caught the previous stream that we did. It was an interview that I did with York Rhodes, the Director of Digital Transformation here at Microsoft and founding blockchain team member. And so that was just kind of a good chance to talk to York, understand, you know, what are some ways that you can get to learn more about blockchain and kind of get towards that development track. So kind of to kick things off there, and then we're having this stream today about OpenZeppelin, but there is going to be a lot more stuff coming at you. So yeah. That's kind of the intro that I have. Again, please ask questions. Ideally, they would relate to this topic, but ask questions about whatever, and I will do my best to answer them. So let me go ahead now and transition over to my browser. And what I want to show off here is just talking and kind of showing off OpenZeppelin. So you can feel free to do the same if you go ahead and go to openzeppelin.com in your browser. As you can see, this is, you know, a nice open source platform for secure blockchain applications. So there are a couple different products that are talked about. I think they're most known for their contracts. I'll scroll down here. So contracts, there is a whole library of modular reusable contracts that you can use, either standalone or you can kind of integrate them into smart contract projects that you already have. But this is a really great way to be able to just use and leverage these well-tested contracts so that you have peace of mind knowing that your contracts are going to be secure and ideally going to, you know, run very smoothly where you're not going to have any problems using this contract library. Another tool that they offer is the SDK. So this is going to help you do these things that it mentions here: develop, test, upgrade smart contracts. So the SDK is essentially just a command line interface tool that you get to help you do a number of things. And I'll show both of these off before we actually get to the hands-on bit. So So let's go ahead and I'm gonna go to the docs. So the docs I recommend for Open Zeppelin. I think that there's a lot of great documentation here that you see up above at the docs.openzeppelin.com site, as well as learning tutorials that you can get from this learn option over here. So there is good information there if you are, starting fresh and want some more examples. So here's the learn. I just went ahead and clicked on that. If you want to come here and try out any of these examples and kind of build on to what I demoed today, that could be a great next step for you. Let's go ahead and look at the docs for the contracts in particular. Just paste that link in there. So for the contracts, there are a whole library that is available to us that I mentioned. You can have implementations of standard tokens that are mentioned here. There's contracts for role permissioning, for math, for gas station network usage, all kinds of stuff. And it's pretty easy to go ahead and get started with using this. I mentioned that as part of this, I'm going to be using Node and the Node Package Manager. So we can go ahead and install Open Zeppelin directly just by using this npm install statement here. And then as far as using it in your contracts after it's installed, you can usually just kind of use this import line that you see here to actually specify the name of the contract that you want to use. And then if you already have an existing contract, you can simply, after naming your contract, specify again which contract that is you want to use. And that name here should correspond to the one that you're using that's being imported. So that's kind of the basics of what you need to know, and we'll walk through that momentarily, as well as just kind of looking at some of the other contracts that are available. And then the other thing, let's go ahead and show off the CLI or the SDK as it was called on the homepage. The command line interface is just another really helpful tool. I think something that I've learned in exploring blockchain development is that there are a bunch of really useful tools out there to help you as you're building out these blockchain applications. So I've done some streams in the past on Solidity, which we're going to use more of today, as well as Truffle, which is another really helpful development tool for blockchain development. So this can be kind of seen as a just another option. I wouldn't even say an alternative, and I'll show off a little bit later as we're using the CLI how this might differ from tools like Truffle and what else that you're able to do with it. What's really cool is you can also use the CLI in addition to Truffle, so you can kind of combine all of these tool sets together to really make development a lot smoother for you. So it does all of these things here. Pretty much to install it is very similar to how you install the contracts, just using npm there, and then right away you can start using a bunch of different commands that you see here. So I'm also going to demo this, and there's one other thing that I want to demo. Let me go ahead and drop a link in for this too. And while I'm here, I'll take a look at the questions. Any C or C++ content? That was a question asked from NBeast1G. Not today, sorry. We're going to be full on Solidity and JavaScript. So not C++, but hopefully that's still interesting. So let's go ahead and go back, and I want to show off one more thing, and then I'm going to hop over to start coding. So I also wanted to at least show off right now, and then we'll demo test helpers. So I think, this isn't one of the official products that Open Zeppelin provides, but the test helpers are a really nice set of it's a library, but it provides a really nice set of assertions that you can use for smart contract testing. So here you can really kind of dig down into verifying events and other changes that are happening with your contracts. So we will also check this out. And this is, again, kind of another, maybe this is a pure like alternative to Truffle if you don't want to use that. There's really nice assertion library that you can get from Open Zeppelin. So if there are no questions for now, let's go ahead and hop over to the demo. And I will start there. So, all right, so to begin with, all I've done, at this point is create a new project that's called Coin. And let me go ahead and show that off. I'm going to open my console. And let's go ahead and check that we're in the right place. So I'm in my projects directory. I've just created this project called Coin. And I'm going to use Truffle to get started with. There is nothing in this directory, just to clarify. I'm going to go ahead and say Truffle init. So when I do Truffle init inside this directory, what you're going to notice is it's downloading a box for me. It's setting up some files and whatnot. And then let's go ahead and look at what we have over here on the side. So just off the bat, Truffle is going to create this nice migrations contract for me, as well as the first migration that I need. So the migrations are basically going to allow me to deploy the contracts that I have, as well as just a test directory. So there are currently no tests in there. And then I have this Truffle config.js. I'm gonna make this a little bit smaller. But basically, to begin with, everything in my Truffle config is commented out. That is okay for now, but I'll come back very shortly and change how this looks so we can start to explore with some different config options in there. So I am gonna go ahead and create a new file. So I'm just right clicking to select new file, and let's go ahead and call this coin.sol. So this indicates that it is a Solidity file. And I'm gonna go ahead and bring some code over. And I'm gonna bring all the code over. I've already written this example. I will point everyone to a link where the GitHub is, so you can access this, but let me just talk through what's happening here. And then we'll start to play around with what's going on. So first is my pragma directive. Basically, I'm just specifying a version that I want to compile against. So I'm specifying greater than 6.0. I also probably have some extensions in here, like the blockchain development kit, and just other things which are going to complain at me or help me, right? If I'm doing something along the way, or it just wants to point out information. So it's giving me a little problem there, which I'll get back to. Then I have this contract, which I'm naming Coin. So essentially what we're going to be doing is creating a new coin or token. So I'm using Solidity just to do this really simple example of creating this token that I can use. So I'm defining a couple state variables. I have this mentor, and the mentor is going to have a specific address that associates, you know, which user basically is the mentor according to their address. And then I'm also doing some mapping. So this mapping is going to basically allow me to get the balance of a particular user based on their address. And then we'll turn that back as an integer. So then I have a event here. So this event is just sent, and this will be emitted whenever, well, you'll see when it's gonna be emitted, but this event basically is going to tell me the three pieces of information: the from address, the to address, and the amount. I have a constructor here, which basically just sets the mentor to the message.sender, and this constructor code is going to be run when the contract is created. And then I have two functions down here. So I have a function that is going to be called mint, and it's basically going to give a set amount of money, or a amount that we specify, to a particular person, receiver. And then the send function down here is going to send money that we specify. So send an amount to a receiver. So these two are somewhat similar in that, like, mint is, you know, maybe kind of the initial money that we might be giving someone, whereas send, you can kind of choose to send to others after you have an initial balance, for example. So this is just a straight Solidity contract. Let's go ahead and quickly, I want to build this, and I want to add a migration so that we can deploy it, and then I'll add a test, and then we'll integrate this with OpenZeppelin. So right off the bat, what I should do is head back to my Truffle config. And so in Truffle config, there are a couple things that I'm going to need. First, in this network section, what I wanna do is just uncomment this information. So I am going to need to use the development network. I'm going to eventually deploy there, and I'm going to use port 8545, which isn't super relevant now, but that's just where we're going to be able to deploy and interact with things on that port. Another thing that I'm looking for is the Solidity version to compile with. By default, it looks like I'm using this version 0.5.1. In my test, I specified at least greater than 0.6.0. So I'm gonna go ahead and change this, and I'm actually gonna use 0.6.3, just some version higher than 6.0, where hopefully the compiler will not complain. So let's go ahead, and now that that's saved, I'm gonna right click on this contract, coin.sol, to build it. And what I'm using to build this contract, you can't really see this down here, but I'm getting a message that's telling me that this contract is building. Let me try to make that smaller. And that usually just takes a moment. All right, and so now I can open up my terminal. And actually what I'm looking for is in the output, I can see a bunch of debug output. So I wanna select to look at the Azure blockchain output. Specifically, which was helping me build my contracts for now. And basically, this is the important part, is that I know that my contracts were compiled successfully. So that all looks good. The next thing that I want to go ahead and do, and I'm going to close the terminal for now, so it's less distracting, I'm going to go ahead and add a migration. So I'm going to say new file, and I'm going to go ahead and say this is to deploy_contracts.js. And I'm just going to copy the contents from this first migration because they're typically all the same. There's nothing fancy going on here. Cool. And then I have that good to go. So now let's go ahead and right click on my contract name again, coin.sol, and I'm going to choose to deploy the contracts. And I'm going to choose to deploy just to the development network. Which is picking up for my Truffle config. And I see information down here that it is deploying. So let's go ahead and look at that output again, but everything should be successful there. And it looks like it was. So I see in here that a few things were happening. So let's just kind of start here. And we could just look at this one piece of output that, you know, I see that it executed this command to deploy the contract. So it's deploying coin. I see some information like the contract, the transaction hash, the contract address, all kinds of other metadata about this deployment and how, you know, how basically this is interacting and kind of creating information for my blockchain, like new blocks and timestamps and whatnot. So let's go ahead and add a test. And I am going through this kind of fast, of course, so I can actually get to the Open Zeppelin stuff right away, which we're going to do. So let's go ahead and just call this test coin.js. Cool. And for this test, I'm going to go ahead and just copy over some of the code. All right, and so for this very simple test, all I'm gonna do is mint and send coins. So I'm basically just testing the two functions that I have and confirming that this can be successful. So now I'm gonna open up my terminal again, and let's go ahead and just try a Truffle test. I'm not expecting this to pass, but let's go ahead and just try it. So. All right, so cannot find module truffle assertion. So let's go ahead and make sure that we're importing that. Why I need that actually is because we're using this truffle assertions package from npm to actually assert that this event was emitted from our contract. So I want to do down in the terminal. Initially, what I want to do is npm init, since this is, you know, going to technically be a Node.js project as well as a Solidity project, I wanna have that package.json. This is very nice because I can basically just auto set up everything that I need. I'm just kind of taking the defaults for everything. And what that did was create this package.json file over here. So now I can go ahead and say in my terminal, oops, npm install and then paste that package name, truffle assertions. So then that should install and be happy. Yep, it looks like we're good now. I should then also see that be added to my dependencies. So now let's go ahead and do a truffle test again. All right, compiling my contracts. All right, so then that is passing and we're good to go. So what I want to do next is go back to this coin contract and let's go ahead and import what we need to be able to use Open Zeppelin. So the first thing that I'm gonna wanna do is use npm to install the contracts library. Back in my terminal, you'll notice that we're gonna spend a lot of time here. I'm gonna do that npm install right here. Yep, and that installed pretty seamlessly, so I should be good to go there now. You will notice is that in my known modules directory, I have just a few packages here. So the latest one that I got was Open Zeppelin. So just kind of looking at what we get over here in the Open Zeppelin contracts directory, you can see all of the contracts that are going to be available to me. Oh, okay, cool. I didn't see the rest of those. So there are some access ones, some, are these just build utilities? Cryptography, gas station network, all kinds of things. We're gonna be using the token contract. So there are all kinds of different tokens there. Basically, to put it very shortly, what a contract is there are a token, sorry, is they are going to allow me basically to kind of represent some kind of value. And that's all we're doing with this coin contract is kind of some, creating some kind of digital token, digital value that we can use to kind of represent some currency. So ERC20 is going to be a really common example. I think that's kind of, you know, where we started with tokens. And ERC20 is defined as a fungible token. And what that means is that one token that you get here is equal to any other token. In the same way that you can think of like $1 is the same as $1 everywhere that you go, at least, you know, within the place that you live. So you care really there about how much of that token that you have, right? If you have a lot of $1 tokens, that's a really good thing. Some of the other tokens ERC721, for example, deals with non-fungible tokens. So you have one token that is unique to all the others. So you can think of a token maybe representing something super valuable like a car or a house or a ring or something. So there you really care about like which ones or even like collectible items. So you can start to do a lot more interesting things with those type of tokens. For today, for these purposes, let me go ahead and just explore with the ERC20, so the fungible tokens, and we can start there. All right, so going back to my code, what I want to do is right after the pragma directive, I'll just skip a line and go ahead and import this. So import is going to allow me to basically specify this path in my known modules to where the contracts are. And I see a couple questions, or see one question coming in, so let me take that. Is the first step to install Truffle and then OZ contracts? Yeah, I think that's a good question. So something probably that I did skip over is that I had just started using Truffle without really specifying that I did install it. So that's probably a helpful tip. So down in my command line or terminal, I am just running the command Truffle. So if you don't have Truffle, it would be good to get it. You could also install that if you just do like an npm install -g Truffle. That will just give you Truffle if you already have the new package manager, of course. And I use Truffle. You'll notice that I didn't use it until I got to the point where I was running my test, but it will help you do all of these different things here. I am just now getting to the point where I'm using Open Zeppelin and then OZ contracts. I'm not sure if OZ contracts is a specific command, but that's, oh, I think so. That is something similar that you can do with the CLI, so we can show that off too. But that would be another way if you wanted to start with Open Zeppelin to kind of create your contracts. And do that, you can totally do that and not involve Truffle. So, all right, I have this import statement here. And then you'll notice, again, it's really nice that I could actually pretty much link to this ERC20 Solidity contract. And I can see basically the implementation of what's happening in this contract. This is probably a lot right now. I'm scrolling kind of fast, but Basically, what I'd like to do is kind of replace what's happening in our contract. So I'm going to replace the contents of the mint and the send function to just make a call out to that ERC-20 contract. All right, so what I need to do is extend this to actually be able to use the functionality that's defined by the ERC-20 contract. I won't worry about changing any of the event or that for now. I will want to make a couple changes to the constructor actually. So what I want to do there is first say that I want to use the ERC20 constructor, and then that should take a couple parameters. I was hoping that it would show me, but let's see. I'm going to find the constructor in here. So it looks like what that should take is a name and a symbol, which can essentially at this point be anything, but this would be the name for my token, which we can call token 20. Cool. And then I shouldn't need to do anything else there. As I go down to the mint function, what I want to go ahead and do is I'm just going to get rid of everything here. I could do it that way first, but I should be able to get rid of everything here. And I'm going to go ahead and call that mint function. And you'll notice that it just comes up, which is nice for me because I have all these extensions installed, but it's super easy to kind of guide you along and remember the parameters and stuff that you need to use. So mint is going to need an account and an amount. So our account is going to be that receiver. And then we already have that amount specified. So, same thing here. I'm not gonna need any of this stuff. I will want to still emit the event that I'm gonna use, but we can go ahead and use the equivalent function. And for this, let me hop back over to the ERC-20 definition. And what I'm looking for is transfer. All right, so. Let me make that a little bit smaller so we can see more. So this transfer function is essentially the same as send, is what I was doing. All I need to specify here is a recipient, again, and an amount. So let's go ahead and call that over here. And oh, sorry. Okay, this has three parameters. Did I miss that? One, two. Well, okay, let me go back here and see. I think that it only needs two. Did I mess this up? But here we have a sender who would be our message.sender. And our message.sender is already defined. And it will already be created when we call the contract. We have our recipient who is going to be our receiver, and we have our amount. And let's just try that. Let's see how it goes. Okay, so yeah, I think that this should work. I will just go ahead and like get rid of some of this code. Let me have more confidence that this is going to work. And yeah, the nice thing here is that basically I can just call whatever functions I need. So here I'm just doing a quick replacement for these functions. I could also bring in any other functionality from this ERC-20 contract and to my own coin contract that I see here. But these are kind of the two that I want to focus on to begin with. So I'm gonna right click on my contract and select build. Let's just see how this is building. I'm getting a progress bar down here on the bottom right hand side, and I think it completed. If I don't see anything telling me otherwise, it completed. So yeah, it looked like that command finished running. So then we're good to go there. And then what I can also be able to do is let's just go ahead and try deployment again. And I'm going to go ahead and deploy to that development network. And we can see the output here. So basically, all of that deployment that happened before is happening again. So this should look very similar to how it looked the last time. Basically, it can just replace the previous deployment that I did with a new one. Of course, it does create, you know, a new block number and other kind of unique identifying information to this deployment, and it's good to go. All right, so that is kind of just showing a simple way that we can experiment with kind of switching out straight Solidity and integrating some Open Zeppelin. Next, what I want to do is bring in the CLI. So let's go ahead and try to experiment with using that. So to do that, first, what I need to do is install it. Cool. So what I can do for that is this. So npm install at openzeppelin-cli. And that should just take a moment. And then I'm going to hang out in the terminal for just a bit. So let me just make this bigger so everyone can see what I'm going to do here. And a question just came in from Dokken TV Fanboy. Do you know when Microsoft Credit would be able to use on Xbox and PC cables, or Microsoft Credit just to support OneDrive? I'm affiliated with OneDrive Investor. Oh, I can't see the link that you put in here. You know, I think you're probably asking the wrong person. I'm not really sure. I don't know exactly what credit you're talking about. Are you thinking about like royalty statements? Yeah, I'm not completely sure. Sorry. Wrong person here to answer that. And all right, the CLI is still installing. So if there are any more questions, keep them coming. If anyone wants to see anything, let me know. Cool. And it looks like it did install. That took a little bit longer than I expected. So now I should have Open Zeppelin CLI installed. And I'm going to go back to my browser for a moment. Actually, let's switch it up. And I wanted to look back at the documentation here for the CLI. So we just did this. And basically, for usage, I can just use all these OZ commands to help me out. So let's just go and try some of those. And I guess we can see them back at the project. So what I want to do now is just start playing around with some of these commands. So what we're going to use is something called npx to run these commands. You'll see what I'm talking about in just a minute. But npx is basically just going to allow me to run these different Open Zeppelin commands. So let's try with like a npx. Let's try oz for now and see what happens. Maybe my computer is just a little bit slow. Okay, so when I do that, just an npx oz, what I get is all the list of commands that I can use with this Open Zeppelin CLI. So you'll notice that there are some things that are very similar to Truffle here. So there's like a deploy option. There is a compile. I can check. But I can also do some other interesting things. Like I can look at all of the accounts for a selected network. I can get the balance for a specified account. I can send a transaction. So these are all pretty cool things, and transfer even, right? I just wrote a function for transfer, but this is going to basically allow me to do a transfer just with the CLI. So there are some really cool commands and helpers that you can use for that. Let's go ahead and just try an npx oz compile. All right, and I see that it compiled contracts with this Solidity version, and it's stalling a little bit. Maybe just okay. All right, give it a minute. Sorry, my computer might be running slow. Maybe this is too much VS Code stuff happening. All right, so I was able to do that quick compilation. Let's go ahead and try a deploy and see what happens there. All right, so I see that it's compiling contracts with Truffle. It's using the settings from my Truffle config. And it's basically, yeah, just compiling all of these contracts. The ones that I wrote, also the ones that are included as a dependency. And then I can choose the type of deployment. So I'm gonna just say regular. I can pick a network, which is going to be development. Then I can pick specifically which contracts to deploy. Before, when I was using the blockchain development kit to deploy, it was just deploying all the contracts that were available. Here I could actually specify, which is kind of cool. But I did run into a problem. So the OpenZeppelin project.json is not found, so I have to go ahead and run this command to initialize it first. So let's try that. That's probably always what you need to do when you want to start a project. You probably need to initialize it. So let's go ahead and do that. I should be able to do. Let me just paste that in. Okay. All right. So then you'll notice again, kind of just like this prompt to walk me through setting up the project. I really appreciate this. It shows a name and a project version. And then it looks like my contract. Was or my project was initialized. So now I can do the deploy again. So let's go ahead and do npx oz deploy. And this should be successful this time. So now I can see in just a moment, I'm gonna do the regular deployment. I'm gonna pick development. I'm gonna deploy the coin contract. And there we go. So now I get a brand new contract address in return, which I can do. I can kind of do other things with this. Like, let's see what else might be interesting to do with that contract address. I mentioned accounts, so listing the accounts for the selected network. So let's go ahead and try that. Accounts. Cool. This will just basically show me all the accounts that I have access to in this development network. By default, you're always going to get these 10 accounts, and these are going to be their public addresses that you can use. So then what if I do something like npx oz send tx? Let's go ahead and just try this. I'm not sure what else it needs. Send tx. Pick a network, development. Now it's asking me to specify my contracts, which it just already knew the contract address, which is nice. And then all in here, I can just basically select which function that I want to use. So really, this is pretty cool that I can just kind of interact with my contract however I want, and kind of choose which of these functions that I want to call. So let's go ahead and do the, let's mint. And then I'll need an address. So luckily I did print these out. So let's go ahead and just select, let's go select this first one. And the amount, let's say something like 5,000. Cool. And so then it can make this transaction right from the CLI, very powerful. I can see the transaction hash. I can see the events that were emitted. So there is this transfer detail that I see here, which is showing me. Now I'm not sure exactly what this is. Oh, I don't see that anymore. I guess was this the from address? That address just looks wrong. This was the receiver and this was the amount. So kind of see some cool detail there. And for now, I'll probably stop playing around with the CLI, but you kind of get the gist. There's a lot of really interesting things that you can do and just learn from with using the CLI. So just like trying out commands and going through them, at least I'm finding kind of fun. So let me see if there are any questions, and then we're going to move on to going into the test and kind of converting the test that we had written over to using OpenZeppelin with the test helpers. So, dude man, what'd you miss? I don't know when you got here exactly, but so far we've just been kind of doing an introduction to OpenZeppelin, integrating this with a simple ERC token that we use to basically transform this contract and call the OpenZeppelin functionality. I showed off the OpenZeppelin CLI a little bit. Is this stuff actually used in enterprise solutions? Definitely. I think that's a great question and something that I probably should have stressed more at a Pure TV, I think is what your name is. So even if I go back to OpenZeppelin, let's go home, and I don't know if that's the best place. I just want to go to the home. So, even when you look on here, right, you can kind of see all of the different projects that are using OpenZeppelin. And there's more than just like the six listed here. This is used very widely in integrated grade enterprise grade applications, and it's kind of just like a very trusted source. I think that is one of the big appealing factors of integrating with OpenZeppelin is that, the contracts they provide, for example, have been heavily tested. So folks have a lot of confidence that if they integrate these OpenZeppelin contracts and solutions, that they're going to have to worry less about actually using these contracts. I guess another thing that I should specify along with that, and hopping back over to my IDE, is when I'm using this contract implementation, it's totally okay to call whatever pieces that I need. But what I should not do is then go and like modify and try to like chain. Well, I can't change this, but if I were to, use this ERC20 token and then try to like modify what's happening. Basically, like you shouldn't be writing a bunch of your own code or trying to stray too far away from what the OpenZeppelin contracts are allowing you to do. Because we know that as they are, they've been very well tested and vetted and are used widely in the blockchain community. But that doesn't mean we should just purely try to extend them to do other things because we think they're fun. Because I think that's going to take away from some of the security aspects of that. So, testing, that's where we're at. Okay, so I'm gonna go back over and let's look at our test. So, this is the basic test that we wrote. And what I wanna show off is kind of replacing using Truffle assert with using a test helper that OpenZeppelin provides, just showing another alternative of something that you could use. And I'm gonna hop back over to the browser one more time, if you don't mind, and look for the docs on that again. I just have to remember how to get there. I could probably also just search for it. And we're gonna use this test helpers library, which I mentioned that there are a bunch of nice assertions that they provide. So while I'm here, I'm going to go ahead and copy this code so that I can install it. And back at VS Code, I can open up my terminal. Let's go ahead and clear this out. It's getting a little messy, and I'm going to install the test helpers. All right, and that's just taken a moment. If there are any more questions, let me know. Okay, so now that that is done, right after this truffle assert variable that I'm defining, I'm going to go ahead and specify a new constant. And in here, I'm going to use what's in expected or expect event. And this is going to require. And I'm going to look at what that was again. OpenZeppelin test helpers. I'm just looking at the docs. Cool. And I'm going to take this out. I just comment things until I'm sure that I want to take them out and it's not going to have an adverse effect. So then what I can do down here is just go ahead and call that expect event variable and see what we expect to actually have inside the body of here. So receipt and event name. The receipt should be the equivalent of my result. So after I call the send function, I get this result back. And I should be able to use that in here as well as the event name, which is just going to be sent, right? And let's try this out as is. Back in my terminal, I should be able to now do a truffle test. Cool. And it looks like that worked. Just never seen it fail, so I want to make sure that this is doing something right. So let's see what would it happen if we expected it to show us some other information. Oh, okay. Well, that's not great. I did not expect that to happen. So I don't know if this is actually working. So let me dig into that a little bit. At least it's doing something, so I'm at least going to take this stuff away from now. So can I pretty much put anything in here? I might hop back over to the docs to help me out. And you will notice that I am using Truffle for my testing. I will say that. Okay. And I'll talk about actually using Open Zeppelin for my testing. And then I see this question about everything being in JavaScript. So I'll get back to that too. Well, this is at least failing. So that's promising, right? That's something good. It's not what I expected to, well, no, this is what I expected to get. Before, when I put in a different event name, I was hoping that we would get that actual event name that we expected. Expected actual. Yeah, it's not showing me what we actually expected. So that's interesting. Okay, I'm gonna show off. Well, let me answer this question first. So why is everything in JavaScript? Someone was asking. That is a good question. So pretty much right now, I would say the majority of this project is written in JavaScript. So the only part that I have written in Solidity are these two migrations up here, or contracts. And then these migrations, one and two, are written in JavaScript, as you see, as well as the test. So migrations, at least, are always in JavaScript. Tests, they could be written in Solidity. That's definitely another option. If you would like to do that, I can show off the Truffle website. I think the Truffle website explains this somewhere. But like you can use Solidity for more if you don't want to use JavaScript. This is just kind of like the convention. I'm trying to find the information about that, I think is in Truffle. Yeah, I think this article probably does a better job of explaining it, or at least like in this testing your contract section, and shows other examples. For example, if you want to write your test in Solidity, you know what that would look like. Yeah, even this to me looks very, very similar to JavaScript. So that is definitely another option. It's just kind of a convention. And I think for me personally, like, you know, who had a background in JavaScript before I started exploring Solidity and writing smart contracts, I was writing JavaScript tests all the time. And that just kind of seemed like a good choice for me to go ahead and use JavaScript. I will also point out that as we're looking at the test helpers, and I'll just kind of show this here, if we look in, I think, the configuration. Sorry, maybe not here. I should have remembered where all this documentation was, but as I was learning about this, I thought that it was interesting. So I mentioned I'm still running my test in Truffle. You can actually run this if you use Open Zeppelin and use kind of the test helpers and test environment. You can run these tests just like you would a JavaScript test with you know, a command like npm test, for example, is totally another option if we just want to run our test that way. So that in that case, like you might not ever need Truffle if you could just use JavaScript basically and run your test and do deployments just like you would a JavaScript project. So I think that's pretty cool. And I think the follow-up question here, a pure TV, is part written in JavaScript supposed to work on client-side like browser? That's a good question. Yeah, that's a really good question. Yeah, kind of. I don't know the best answer to that question, actually. since it's like your migrations and your tests, your migrations don't have a lot of helpful information in there that is just like allowing you to be able to deploy your contracts to some blockchain network. The testing is just kind of confirming that your contracts are doing what they expected. So I'm not sure exactly like if anything is like living on the client side, you know, like a browser. As you start to think about, you know, writing decentralized applications for your JavaScript application there, you're probably thinking more about like the client side or like the UI, what you're seeing actually. What we're doing so far with migrations and testing is pretty much just very like backend stuff. Cool. So let me go ahead and go back over to VS Code for now. And let me think about what else that I want to do actually. So there's that test. I want to look into that test more, but I also might show kind of the full completed solution that I wrote out to explore more of that, as well as being able to test with NPM test if anyone is interested in seeing that. And yeah, let me just show that off for now. I think there's nothing else that I particularly want to show here. I think what I would call out is trying to take a look and experiment with other contracts that you have at your, you know, that are handy to you. So I was just using this basic ERC20 token, but there are a bunch of different contracts in here that you can use. For example, if you want to start to think about, let's look at math. I like math. So math, for example, like there's a bunch of different functions that you can use in here if you're doing any complicated math with transactions that you can integrate straight into your own contracts library. So I think that would be my kind of call to action for y'all, is to play more around with how you can use these open Zeppelin contracts, just importing them into your existing projects really easily and being able to take a look at that. If I go back to my browser, I will show off. This, so, and let me go ahead and post this in the chat as well. So I just made the solution earlier before the stream. If you want to try this out, this would probably be a good starting point, at least like so you don't have to worry about like any of this like kind of starter code to get you off on the right start. All you should need to do if you had Node is run npm install to kind of get started and install any of the dependencies that we need, like Open Zeppelin, for example. And then you can start using the CLI to play around with different things. I also have some instructions about running the test here, including the couple different options. I need to add the NPM option here as well. So there's options for everything essentially. And again, you'll kind of notice going back up to that question that yes, the majority of the project is in JavaScript as opposed to Solidity, where I only have my contracts there. So just wanted to call that out. And I think that's all I have. So I'm happy to take a couple more questions. We have a few minutes left. So what else do folks want to see or want to know about? I will start to look for that documentation about the test. I think it's a test environment that I'm looking for. And this is just another tool that I can use in addition to the test helpers that were giving me the assertions. This test environment is going to allow me to use npm test to kind of run my tests like a Mocha test. So this is just a Mocha, a JavaScript testing framework. And I can integrate it like that. I could also use the Chai assertion library as well as addition to that test helpers library that I was using. And then you'll even notice the syntax for this test is a little bit different than what I was doing. So this is a very pure Mocha test as opposed to like just the JavaScript test that I was using without the Mocha library. All All right. And I'm kind of just scrolling through the documentation here. As far as running the test, what I mentioned, I can add this into my package.json, this scripts right here, to actually be able to run my test with the npm test command and essentially get the same result. So if I was going back to my project, what I would want to do to change this. So what I would want to do to change this, and let me exit out of here, is I can start to import that other test environment library that I want to use. I can import that, and then I would need to basically change the whole structure of my test to be able to use that. So I'm going to leave that also as a follow-up exercise, but I will update that in the GitHub repository a little bit later. Cool, I think that's all I have. So I'm gonna go back to my face for now and see what else came up. Cool. More smart contract streams in the future, yes. Definitely. I should have also mentioned as part of just the Microsoft Reactor workshops that we do, we're constantly doing workshops every week. There are some more kind of introductory, like how to get started with Solidity and write smart contracts events going on for the rest of the week. I can throw in some information about that if anyone is interested in learning more. But those are happening this week. And then I'm also going to start to plan some more events coming up in the next month or so. As well, as I mentioned, I'm creating a bunch of new content for our Microsoft Learn library. And I'm just finding the links to some of our upcoming events, and I will share those in here. So for example, this one, which is actually just happening, but there's others on here if you kind of look around at other locations. What I posted in there was a link to our Microsoft Reactor in Redmond, and there is kind of an event happening right now all around smart contract development as well. Oh, sorry, that was this event. There's a different one. It's tomorrow. There we go. There's the right link. Cool. And yeah, I think that is all that I have. I will stick around for just a couple more minutes. And before I do, I'm gonna go ahead and post the survey link in here. So if y'all have any feedback about this event, wanna let us know how it went, please let me know. As well as if you just wanna take a moment to like drop in the chat what else you'd like to see in the future. Mornokov, I think is your name. You asked about more smart contract streams. So yeah, let me know what else that you'd like to see. All right, awesome. Well, thank you, y'all. I appreciate it, and I hope that everyone has a nice day, nice evening, wherever you're streaming in from today. Take care.